Welcome to Shomach Shav and Adaf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Samech Beis. The Gemara towards the end of Amud Aleph, starting to begin Amud Beis, brings that the people in the Beis Medrash made some fun of what Rabbi Yosef said, until Abai explained Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef called them Bnei Keturah. Rashi says Bnei Avram Atem Avaloi Kezeri Yitzchak VYaakov. You're the children of Avram, but not Yitzchak and Yaakov. And the Gemara brings on another story, that the nephews of Reb Tarfon were sitting in front of him. Rashi says they didn't say a word. So he told him, it says, Yosef Avram, he called the wife of Avram Avinu, Yuchni. So they told him, the name is Ketoira. So he called them again, Bnei Ketoira. Rashi explains, because they don't know how to speak in Torah. What is this idea of Bnei Ketoira, this nickname of Bnei Ketoira, that Rashi refers to? The Masha here asks more. Why you say Bnei Ketoira? Why didn't he say Bnei Esav? If I want to refer to somebody who's not the direct descendant of Rabbi Yitzchak V'Yaakov, you should say Bnei Esav. So the Masha says the Bnei Ketoira, they do have Bris Milah. So he wants to tell them, even though you have Bris Milah, Rabbi Yitzchak is saying to the Bnei Bismedesh, even though you have Bris Milah, but you're not really Zer of Rabbi Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Or the Masha brings another explanation, that Bnei Esav is a little more of a derogatory sentence. Bnei Ketoira, it still means l'shvach, because noi ma'aseh ke'ketoiris, referring to Hagar, so it's not so derogatory like Bnei Esav. The Mefarshim here have a lot of explanations to explain what's the idea that your Tarfon decided to call Hagar Yuchni over here. What is Yuchni? What is Yuchni referring to? Ayin Reb Tzadik HaKoyin in his Sefer Koyim Etzav Mincha, where he goes on to explain the Yuchn is Inin of Kshafim, which stands Keneged Avram. But all these Biurim were focused on Reb Tarfon calling Hagar Yuchni. But the Chor from the Mahalach of the Gemara Mashma, the Gemara is comparing what Reb Yosef called the people in the Beis Medrash, and Reb Tarfon calling his nephews, they go together. So what's the idea, what's the concept over here talking about Bnei Keturah? So the Keren Oyer here has a Gevaldik Mahalach. He brings the Chazal in Sefer HaZoyar. Whenever they speak about Avraham Avinu, it refers to the Neshama. He brings two examples from Midrash Ne'elam in the Zoyar, that Avraham Avinu is called the Neshama. So says the Keren Oyer, the Neshama refers to the Das V'Sechel HaEmes. The Neshama refers to the Seichel, refers to the Moyach. So whoever has connection to the real Moyach of Avraham Avinu, he is considered to be the child, the descendant of Avraham Avinu. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, Ki b'Yitzchok yikore l'chozer. Avraham Avinu is called the Neshama. Who is the Hemshech of Avraham Avinu? Yitzchok. By the way, one of the Zoyars that the Keren Oyer is referring to says that when it says, it's this week's Pasha that says that Avraham Oyelid is Yitzchok, Yitzchok is the Hemshech of Avraham. That's a toilod of the Neshama. It's the Simcha that comes lost in love. So specifically by Avraham, it says, Ki b'Yitzchok yikore l'chozer. What is his real Hemshech? Is Yitzchok and not another descendant. Another descendant of Avraham Avinu. Who are the other descendants of Avraham Avinu? It's Yishmael and Bnei Ketoira. And this is what brought down, this daf is learned in Shabbos Parshas Chayesara. In this parsha it says, there was Bnei Ketoira. Avraham Avinu gave them matonis and sent them away. He took them away from his nachla. They're not getting his nachla. This is different than Esav. Kedua, without going too much into now, Esav didn't have the potential of being a Yid. He's considered to be a Yisrael Mumar. So he left. That's a different type of Mahalach. But Bnei Ketoira are the ones that Avraham Avinu told him, you're not going to be Yoyrish. You're not going to inherit the Koyach that I have. Says the Keren Oyer, what's the Koyach we're talking about? The Koyach of the Neshama, who knows that to be Mechavin Lamis. That's why when the Bnei Beis HaMedrash did not understand Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef calls him Bnei Ketoira. Because they're not the ones that inherited the koyach of Avraham Avinu. Similarly, regarding the nephews of Reb Tarfon, says the Keren Oyer, because part of the koyach haseichel is to come and have chidush toiro, to be mizgaber kenora shein poisik. And I enchant to come says the yuchni maybe means that he start thinking about something else, and the nephew says it didn't. So told him. Reb Tarfon, you are not the real descendants of Avraham Avinu, meaning you don't have the koyach and neshama to mechadish chidush Torah. Because I'm speaking and learning, and you're not saying a word. So Bnei Ketoira is a reference specifically to the ones who did not get the koyach and neshama that Avraham Avinu has. That's what Keren Oyer explains the pshat in our sugya. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.